Sunshine going to 13 tomorrow and more sunshine. 15's coming for the weekend. Right now, zero in Ottawa.
And our Live 88.5 car crasher, Jim Bray, his written reviews are live885.com. Click on the startup engine and his audio auto reviews every couple of weeks here on the startup. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
How did you like, I know you're a big fan of the Porsches, the Panamera 4.
Well, you know, I was kind of surprised by this one. I mean, I do like Porsches and I do like the Panamera, but I was a little bit nervous because the Panamera 4 is just about the bottom of the line. I mean, the Panamera without the 4 is the bottom of the line, right, as if there's a bottom of the line Porsche. But what that means is basically it has the V6 engine as opposed to the V8 engines I tried last year, and which I really liked a lot. So then I just tried the V6 a few weeks ago in the new Cayenne,
right,
and I was a little bit underwhelmed with that. So I was pleasantly surprised to find that this Panamera with the V6, I could easily live with that. I mean, it's sure, it's not an 8, it's not a turbo, but it goes just fine. And I think part of the reason I liked it better than I did in the Cayenne is just because it's a lighter vehicle, so it makes better use of the horsepower. Also, it had the PDK, the 7-speed dual-clutch transmission, as opposed to the Cayenne's more conventional automatic. That also makes better use of the available power. And also the active suspension, which my Cayenne didn't have. You can get it in the Cayenne, but mine didn't have it. And again, you add these things all up and you have a beautiful Grand Tourer car that, while it may not blow the doors off a 911,
right,
is plenty fast enough, but still is just, it's a fantastic car to drive. It's really comfortable. We went on a bit of a road trip last Friday, and I had a couple of tall people in the back. And, you know, once they figured out that, wow, there's a back seat in this thing, they found there was lots of headroom. There was lots of legroom. It was just great. I mean, we were glad they whined less than my kids did.
That's pretty unusual for a backseat. So the price tag on this is what?
This one is about $107,000.
Wow.
Yes, that's why it is the sublime one. But and actually, it starts at around $90,000. I have to compliment Porsche for one thing, though, because they have lowered their prices this year, and they have also started to add stuff as standard equipment that before was optional. I've complained about that many times about how Porsche nickels and dimes you to death with their things. But this Panamera came with leather standard, with the navigation system standard, with bi-xenon headlights, if not standard, then no cost extras.
Right.
And the sport chrono package, which I thought was kind of wasted in the V6 model, because that's the one where you that's for when you're planning on leaving large strips of black behind you when you take off from a flight.
Right.
So, I mean, I could probably save that one. For what you're getting, that was a bargain.
Okay.
If not a bargain, it was a good value.
Our Live 88.5 car crasher, Jim Bray, and the Panamera V6, the Panamera 4 by Porsche. And we'll have Jim's review on the Jeep Compass in just a moment. Live 88.5 traffic now. Here's Amal Wahab.
And this traffic update is for Pod
15 for the weekend. Right now, zero in Ottawa.
And Live 88.5 car crasher, Jim Bray, his audio auto reviews every couple of weeks. You'll find the written stuff at live885.com. Click on the startup engine. And up next, Jim, the Jeep Compass. What did you think?
Well, if the Compass is showing the direction that Chrysler's heading, I think they're in some trouble. And yet, you know, I see a lot of these things on the road. It's obviously appealing to somebody, or else they had some really good financing plans. But yeah, this one really kind of left me cold. I didn't think very much of it at all. It seems like it's really older technology. It has a continuously variable transmission that I did not like. It took any potential fun out of it. You know, I mean, one thing it had going for it was that it has an entry-level price of around $21,000.
Right.
Now, you know, that's for a 4x4, so that's not too bad, but you can do better. I mean, maybe not for 21 grand, but my test one was 29.3 by the time all was said and done, and that included such optional things that you would get as standard equipment on some of the competition, like a rear split 60-40 reclining and folding rear seat, a hideable adjustable driver's seat. I mean, since when is that part of an option package?
Yeah,
Break. Air conditioning, 115-volt auxiliary power outlet. This is all part of a $3,300 option package. stage. Right. Come on. I mean, it drove okay. It was nice having the all-wheel drive, the 4x4 aspect of it when we had snow around here. But it does not feel refined. Jeeps aren't supposed to be refined, though, are they? Maybe not, but come on. I mean, most people who are buying these cars aren't taking them off the road. They're looking for something that's going to be something that'll be nice to get them around the city in the winter. And yeah, sure, this car will do that. But for about the same price, you could get something like the Mitsubishi RVR, which we talked about a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Or even then, the Kia Sportage, which I haven't driven yet, but expect to soon. You can get the LX model of that one with all-wheel drive for about $28,000. And that includes a real automatic transmission, rear parking sonar, you know, illuminated vanity mirrors, and all the Bluetooth, all the usual stuff. Maybe they just got me in a bad time.
Well, we appreciate your putting in the time and sharing it with us, man.
My pleasure.
This is the Live 88.5 Startup with Catfish Morgan, Ottawa's alternative rock, Live 88.5.
Let's go.